The Israeli government has certainly started to respond to the protesters' demands, but those demands are widespread. These are largely middle-class Israelis protesting about the high cost of living, the high cost of housing, the high cost of food, of childcare. They're basically saying that in this very expensive country, they can no longer afford to live. Some people have compared the protests, more than 100,000 people here in Israel, of course, to the Arab Spring, and that isn't really true. It is perhaps true that many Israelis have taken inspiration from what can be achieved when people go out onto the streets, but the demands of Israelis in Tel Aviv, Netanya and Jerusalem and other cities are very different, of course, to those demands from people in Egypt and Libya and Syria. What these are middle-class Israelis complaining vociferously about the disparities in incomes those many few Israelis on very high salaries compared to the vast majority of Israelis who earn actually very low salaries but have middle-class Western aspirations. And I think the government has only now started to respond to some of those demands.